making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so imagine this. You're sitting at home and you hear a strange noise from the kitchen. You investigate and find a hole in the ceiling, and two giant pythons are now fighting on your kitchen table.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's really hard to imagine it actually happening. So it happened in Australia. A man named David Tate, this was on Monday, 2 9-foot pythons caused the ceiling to collapse, and they were fighting over a female. Now, how he knew this, I don't know. Was she like sitting there with her, I'm like, snakes don't have arms. So it's like she had her hands on her hips going, hey, which one of you is going to win the duel? But I'm like, how does he know that that's what they were fighting over?
Whenever I hear that, I always think of the Office episode where Angela says, I accept the results of the duel between Andy and Dwight.
Nice. Well, they say that wars have been caused by men fighting over a woman. So apparently, ladies, we have that kind of effect on men.
You do. Yes, you do.
So he said he discovered the ceiling collapse, the snake's wing, and combined 100 pounds had slithered off to other parts of the house by the time he heard the crash. And they had to bring a snake catcher in to capture the pythons and return them to the wild. So obviously, they just gave up. Maybe they just were like, yeah, neither one of us thinks she's worth it.
Right.
It slid her off. Because they didn't say neither one of them was like, injured at all. So
did he see this third female snake?
That's what
somewhere?
I'm wondering. How does he know? Right. And how do you even know the sex of a snake?
Right.
How can you tell?
Right.
So this is a bummer. A new TikTok challenge is seeing teens overdosing on Benadryl. So they're taking large amounts until they hallucinate, which amounts to about a dozen pills. So parents, we got to keep an eye on our kids, because this is a 15-year-old Oklahoma girl died last week doing this challenge. What's happening is they're taking these so many milligrams, and what ends up causing them seizures. It can cause problems with the heart. So this is not a joke. We don't take any kind of medications without them being necessary. So kids, please pay attention. This is not a game. And finally, as I mentioned, we've got the 2020 CMA Awards were announced yesterday morning, and this is the surprise. For the first time in 20 years, two women are nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
Thank goodness.
Right?
Wow. Yes.
Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, and they joined Eric Church, Luke Combs, and Keith Urban in the category, and this will be probably the first time in forever that Garth Brooks isn't even in the category.
Right.
I mean, it's like I get what some of his fans were complaining to him. Let someone else win, but it's not like it's his fault. I'm like, if he puts on that kind of show, he puts on that kind of show. But Lambert leads the way with 7 total nominations. Luke Combs has 6 nods, and Maren Morris has 5. Love her. No official date or venue for the CMAs as of now, but look for an announcement to come soon.
I hope Maren Morris wins a lot. She deserves it. She's had an amazing year.
Yes, she has. So, and of course, we know Luke Combs has.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.